and they're all like, so they like talk to each other about like the best skaters and like the best, I don't know.
They think
they're
it's
so
the,
performative.
They saw Coming to America, and then they think
totally.
It's the,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
no, you're
exactly.
a bunch
you're
of
just like
fucking
losers.
White dorks.
Yeah, totally.
In your mid 20s.
Totally.
The coolest ones is where they sell you a hat or whatever. Like they've got to look at the hats on the rack. Like, hey, you want to buy a hat while you're here?
Yeah.
Smoke a cigar. You're the boss now.
I find like you, if they offer a coffee, you'll say yes because you're like, oh, I'm getting a free coffee.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to drink it during the
cut. Oh, man.
Totally.
You know?
Totally. There's like hair going in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got to stop and lean in. Thanks, John.
And also, like, it's an insult to hairdressers.
Yeah.
Just do your craft. Just I mean, it sucks to them that their boss makes them fucking make a coffee.
Yeah.
Have a barista there. You know? Like,
do you think it's below them to make a coffee?
Yeah.
So you think in the hierarchy of jobs, barista's below barber.
You don't your car's getting.
For sure. Yeah.
No, not like
people
that.
People care a lot about their hair. I suppose people care a lot about their coffee.
True.
Yeah, but I mean, no, it's not about it being below, but I mean, a barista doesn't give you a haircut while you're waiting for your coffee.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's like that's your thing, your
different
barista.
World.
You know? So I don't know, man. Life's tough now.
I would pay more money if I could go in and they're allowed to say is hello and ask you exactly what you want, and then they just start cutting your hair and everyone in the place is just completely silent and you just sit there and you just think.
No music playing, nothing.
No music. All right, music's good. Yeah. No chat. I don't want any chat. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want them to talk to each other. I don't want any
I feel
of that.
Like, though, it's tense. Like, the longer it goes with silence, the tenser it gets. And I feel like the more rapport you have with the barber, the better the haircut's going to be.
That's true.
Right? Like, and if you just seem like quiet and standoffish, like they're just brushing through it. They're like, I'll get to the next guy that I can talk about why, you know, Mike McGill's better than Tony Hawk.
That's true. My mate, he's been seeing the same one since he was like 5 years old.
Yeah.
So he's got like 30 years of fucking rapport.
Yeah.
But the guy has become like a conspiracy theorist just in the last like 4 years.
Barbara.
And like, you know, he's like, I've got so much rapport with him. I don't want to change barber, but it's all just conspiracy theory chats now.
Right. He's trying to convince him, like, dude, the earth
everything.
Is flat.
Yeah. All of it. Flat earth. Chemtrails
fake
is the biggest
landing.
One, I think. Fake moon landing.
Chemtrails. One of the dumbest, dude.
Man, he goes and sees someone else and he's just got the worst haircut ever.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, at least I know the earth is round. You know?
But there is an entertainment value to talking to someone that believes all that
totally
shit,
and
right?
for a haircut
we
45 minutes of just listening to that shit it's interesting. If he was a comedian that'd be great, like just listen to this bullshit for 45 minutes, get a bit out of it and a haircut.
Oh dude,
not bad.
That's not bad at all. Because in the solo show I've been asking people what conspiracy theories they believe just it's filler bullshit
groundwork.
You know. But then, you know, usually they'll say something stupid, chemtrails, flat earth, whatever. And then I'll be like, all right, let's figure it out right now.
Yeah.
But then sometimes they'll say something like, the shooting at the Pulse nightclub, the gay Orlando bar, was a false flag. And I'll be like, all right, let's just move on. You know what I mean? Like,
what are you going to do with that?
Port Arthur was a hoax. Maybe move on, you know.
Is that one of them, Port Arthur?
Yeah, there's Jack and Jay and I were obsessed with it. There's the Port Arthur truthers.
Fucking
And they're like, it was a government conspiracy to get gun buyback scheme in.
Right.
They said there wasn't enough ambulances in Port Arthur at that time.
What?
There must have been ready to go, those ambulances.
Well, so there's always some like, well, how do you explain the ambulance? Weird details. Yeah. Like,
I do love the 9/11. There was no Jews in the building. They all got a call, you know? Just so you know, this is happening. They're like,
and then they didn't tell anyone.
Every bagel place was full.
free bagel on the street. Oh, my God.
But it's basically every, you know, Port Arthur, it's at a stage now where every event that's ever happened, you can find people out there who believe it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Any tragic event, there's a conspiracy about it not happening.
Right.
anything.
But the gun buyback thing, though, that's an altruistic conspiracy.
Yeah.
If it was to get rid of guns, ultimately, right? Yeah. Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine a hoax where you're fucking, like, second-guessing something that was ultimately...
Yeah, yeah.
Good. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, yeah. Like,
Mother Teresa, she was a fucking Mandela effect. She never existed.
Yeah, it's like, there's a reason that we don't want guns to the general public. You're the reason. If you believe that Port Arthur was a hoax, maybe stay away from guns or anything that can hurt you.
Yeah.
Years ago, I was getting my – just talking about barbers. Years ago, I was getting my hair cut by a barber. I never go to a barber, but he had something on the TV. And I think it was like Boys in the Hood or something. And we're talking away. And then there's just like – I think there's a crazy sex scene in Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
And then he just went silent. What's the sex scene?
You were silent too.
Yeah, right? I don't know what to say.
He goes, right on, dude.
Someone's getting it. Yeah. It'd be cool if he said, how good was that, huh?
Yeah.
How good is that?
So did he stop cutting to focus?
I think he did.
Yeah, or he just fucked up that part of the haircut.
He gave you
a bald patch in that section.
Yeah.
So that was a sex scene.
Dude, because they're brushing up against you. You don't want a barred up barber.
Yeah.
Barred up barber. That's a good, that'd be like a good punk album or some shit.
Hey guys, thanks for coming out. We're barred up barber. that's all in the intro. We got to keep all that hot fucking content.
Yes, yes.
We can do a proper intro, I guess. Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Everyone's pumped?
Yes, let's go.
I haven't seen you in a few weeks, you know?
Yeah, man.
Capper did an episode without me last week very last minute, I think, day of publishing,
yes.
Whoa, yeah.
Just had to smash it out.
Oh, Louis here, he was like, I had him all lined up and then I backed out of that. I dogged him.
Yeah.
And I said, man, let's do Sunday. And he's like, man, I'm going to a music festival. I'm going to be cooked.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, we better avoid that then.
Yeah. Oh, man, it would have been bad.
It would have been bad.
I was bumping into people I knew and I had to say to them, like, just so you know, like, I can't really string a sentence together at the moment, you know, because you seem so rude. They're like, wow, I haven't seen you for 4 years. And you're like, yeah.
That should be like a name badge. It just says MDMA.
We were saying you should have cards that you give out and it says, hey, if you want to catch up, call me in like 6 days.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not being rude. I just can't function right now.
Yeah. Because
it's so annoying. You bump into someone you know and they're in like a, you know, you're at a music festival. I hate any, like, oh, so how's comedy going? It's like, fuck off, dude. You know? Yeah. I'm not here to do that.
But like, then, yeah.
I'm out of my mind.
Me being pessimistic, I would think maybe he's faking being fucked up, right? Because then I'm watching Where You Walk Next.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're having a fucking discussion about chemtrails.
Political chat.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd say this is less about people on MDMA, more about Mike Goldstein.
Exactly.
We don't want to fucking talk to me. All right, well, I'm going to follow you.
Yeah, with the binoculars. He's talking to someone.
Well, no, because I was thinking I would fake being fucked up if I could act in any sense to not talk to people.
Totally.
Like, imagine even someone with a clipboard, you know, they're trying to get you to sign up for something or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you just act like you're fucking tweaked out on meth.
Totally.
Oh, no, but then
you chat.
You
do it just in the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love if from a distance I was walking down Burke Street and I saw Goldstein like, oh, sorry, bro.
Yeah, that'd be so funny, man. You walk up to you, you're like, hey, you're like, oh, sorry, man, can't talk right now, I'm really fucked up. And then you just walk past a tennis court 10 minutes later and you're just smacking the balls.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's how he performs, you know?
Like, arguing like in a total state of mind, clear state of mind. That was a fucking point.
Yeah.
Dude.
All right, we'll do the intro. Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the Kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the seafood sensation of my meatball sub, Nick Capper.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's the seafood Subway, right?
That's like the weird medley of seafood bullshit.
Never.
That's disgusting.
It's so disgusting. You've never
tried it.
things look like crab legs in it, but they're like too pink or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The whole thing's like this mush, like this disgusting mush.
Dude, it's
like,
I think it's that in the tuna sub where they use an ice cream scoop.
Yeah.
It's the only place where you see meat served out of an ice cream scoop.
Someone had a bit about that, didn't they? I forget who did.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I forget what it was. They were like, you know you're at a bad restaurant.
Yeah.
When...
Oh, there's meat out of a...
Yeah, when they're smearing tuna onto bread.
You know, I thought I had an original thought, but thanks for letting me know that someone else has done it already.
That's what it was.
If someone tells you, someone's got that bit, you're like, all right, well, I guess I don't have any original.
Yeah, totally.
But you and I are on the same circuit for a while, so sometimes I'll say something and I'm like, I think that's a really old guy's bit
that we
used to... gig with, and sometimes you'll pull it out and go, oh yeah, that one was good, you know.
Whereas
I said to Louis, you know, a young gun, you know what I mean, he would go, what the fuck are you talking about, that is a great bit. I've never heard it in my life.
Well, our guest today is Louis Garnham, LG. Good to finally have you in here.
We've been trying to get you on for like years, and it's just never worked out.
There's always something, man. We're busy guys.
You know, we told you we were going to talk about eating meat with an ice cream scoop, and
I was
your
like,
mouth
I
was
dropped
full
everything.
At the time.
Yeah. I'm meant to be having a haircut right now, and I was like, nah, I need to talk about this seafood sensation.
Well, they've admitted this is, at least in America, Subway admitted that there's no actual tuna fish in their tuna. So I don't even know what the fuck it is, but they've gone, yeah, there's no tuna.
It is crazy that they were like, I mean, it just shows how fucking unevolved we were, like, that 10 years ago they were like the health food.
Yeah.
But, like, you look at it now and you're like, what? How did we ever believe that?
It looks fucked.
Man, the other day we were moving house, so we're a bit hot, and we got some lunch, and Caitlin bought one of those orange juices, and Brett did too, the daily juice ones with the purple label. And I looked at it like it was poison. And I was like, what? Oh, that looks so good, like so sweet. But we just used to drink them.
Totally.
Like, hey, guys, on a health kick at the moment, are you? Yeah, drinking the juice, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
I don't even know this juice. Is it just all sugar?
It's like orchy, you know, like, right. You know,
yeah, just the really, most simple, basic orange juice, like, but it's just sweet as.
Right, fully
sweet. But, you know, I don't know if it was the same in the States, but
if
you're drinking juice, you'd be like, oh,
in America, OJ will kill you.
Yeah.
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 If the glove fits.
All right. Yeah. There we go.
Yes.
But maybe that'll be, you know, maybe that just keeps going. Maybe in 20 years we'll be saying that about fucking quinoa or something. Like, we were so dumb. We thought quinoa.
Well, that's the kind of trajectory of any food, where especially eggs. Like, one week you're like, they're like, eggs is the healthiest thing. You could eat 8 a day or whatever. And then they're like, if you have next week more than 2 eggs, your heart will explode and your asshole will fall out. Right?
Man, they're the best. I feel sorry for any gullible person that just gets caught in those YouTube fitness holes, because you got to just get one guy and just take what he says.
Totally.
Because now what they do, like, they never did this with TV. If you had a fitness guy on TV, there wasn't another channel where you'd turn on another and go, yeah, but that guy, he's wrong about this.
Totally,
you know,
totally.
Like, and as that guy, they're like, this guy critiques Tom Holland's fitness regime before Spider-Man. You're like, look, I don't care. He looks fucking good.
Yeah,
I don't care about the bullshit.
I'm not at a level where I'm like, ooh, that angle on my pull-up slightly off. Yeah. Like, fuck, no.
Yeah, he could
who cares?
Get fat.
If I'm lifting a weight, I'm like, yes.
Oh, I'm doing
you know?
It, dude.
Yeah.
There is an Instagram page, Body by Mark. I don't know if you know it. He just interviews. He walks around and, like, when he sees, like, a fit person or a jack person, he'll interview them and he goes, what's your workout routine? What's your diet like? And they love it, you know, because a lot of people know the account. They're like, oh shit, I follow you, right? And then he gets to the question, what supplements do you take? And most of the dudes go real quiet.
Really?
Because they're like, oh, you know, creatine and other stuff. And he's like, okay. And it wraps up real quick.
Yeah.
Because they're all just that huge vascular, like, they're like, oh, yeah, they're all on HGH.
Totally.
Trend.
All right.
Yeah. How do you get those pimples all over your back?
Yeah.
That should be the final question. Like, all right, your diet is that. Okay, chicken, broccoli. Yeah. But how do you get that weird abs that puff out.
Yeah. Why does your torso look like a lizard?
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, why is your jaw growing and you're 54?
Yeah. I didn't know the news that that Jake Paul guy was going to fight
Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wow, that is so weird. Like someone told me, and I was like, okay, put it into YouTube, and it's got the bit where he does the announcement where he tells his brother, Logan.
Yeah.
And his brother's just sitting in a towel, fully jacked. And I'm he's just like, I'm going to fight Mike Tyson. And all the Mike Tyson stuff went away. I was like, man, Logan looks really good. Yeah, and then I thought, am I gay? It went from like
that's the
from is Jake Paul fighting Mike Tyson?
Yeah, the most masculine thing.
Well, that's
the thing. There's a fine line between like I love watching dudes just fucking fight, and like I love watching dudes just fuck. Do you know what I mean? They're quite similar things. Like, there's not much difference between a guy fucking a guy and a guy fighting a guy.
Yeah.
It's so primal.
And that when they get tired and they start hugging, like we've all thought, we should kiss.
Yeah. Totally.
Has anyone ever done that to just spook the opponent? Just give him a little peck.
That feels very Mike Tyson, I reckon.
Yeah.
If anyone has, that's his vibe.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he was nibbling the ear before he bit it off.
He's got one of my favorite all time quotes, which it's a full on trigger warning. It's a full on. There's some hectic language in this quote, but this is a Mike Tyson quote. He says it to someone he's about to fight. He says, I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was one of the weigh-ins.
What war is that?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
It was a weigh-in. Yeah.
Hectic. Yeah. At a weigh-in. Yeah.
Fuck, I forget who he was fighting. But yeah, that's crazy. That's
Jesus wild, Christ. Isn't
it? I remember there's like a compilation of crazy shit Mike Tyson said, and that's the one where I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's like,
he's got a podcast now.
Dude, that's what, like, yeah. The shit talking when it's like I think it's the old Roadhouse movie with Patrick Swayze. I know there's a new one coming out with Gyllenhaal, but I think in the old Roadhouse movie, one of the tough guys says to Swayze, I used to fuck guys like you in prison. To me, I'm like, is that scary?
Yeah,
I guess it is scary. But it's also like, well, was it gentle?
Yeah. Is it romantic?
It's romantic.
Yeah.
Were you an item?
Yeah. Will you take me out to dinner?
After Swayze beats the shit out of him, he could have gone, man, this could have gone the other way. Like, now I'll never know if you were a good fuck or not. You know?
All right. So, yeah, check out the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight in a few months.
No, I don't know. No, don't check it out. It's going to be bullshit.
Well, it's like a Netflix thing. And I think obviously these things are hugely gimmicky.
Yeah.
And probably one of them bails at the last moment or something. But everyone does want to see Tyson beat the shit out of this YouTube.
It's perfect. The guy's a genius. He's like, he has himself as the villain.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I'm the villain. Yeah. I'm going to, you know, totally. Mike Tyson, totally. Old guy, come back. Yeah. You know, it's going to have so many ratings.
But okay, so Jake Paul's what, 20s? In his 20s, maybe? Tyson's
I think he might be 30 or something.
Mid to late 50s?
Yeah.
If you could fight any old man, who would you fight?
Oh.
There's a good question.
Definitely not Mike Tyson.
No.
I don't know. I'd fight like, you know, fucking Joe Biden or something.
Oh,
that'd be quite easy.
Yeah.
Right?
You'd fight Biden.
I think I'd win.
I think he would die.
Like, I don't really rate myself as much of a fighter, but I reckon I'd have Biden.
Yeah.
As long as like the Secret Service aren't like with him or whatever.
Yeah.
One-on-one, I could bash Joe Biden.
You could. Yeah. He would die immediately. Yeah. He would see you coming and die.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be such a good social media angle. You just keep calling out Joe Biden for a
let's go.
Man, I don't like what you're doing right now. And then like Trump would have been so much more fightable and everything, but you're like, no, Biden, man, I'm calling him out. he's not cool, man. What he's doing is not cool.
I
am ready.
I
mean, it would be crazy if like electoral politics evolved into a scenario where you just get Trump and Biden in a ring. I don't think we're that far off that point, really.
Well,
imagine that.
Zuckerberg and Musk were going to fight for a hot minute. Yeah. They like challenge each other on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then it was going to happen. Everyone was, I feel like Musk pulled out. One of them just bailed on it. But fuck, I would watch the shit out of that.
Totally.
You know?
Two fucking nerds trying to punch each other. It'd be great.
Amazing, dude. Yeah. I'd put my money on Zuckerberg because I think he would fucking just train. And he's got this, this autistic focus. And Musk would just probably rock up all fat.
Cocky.
Musk doesn't have the eye of the tiger. He's got the eye of the tiger for business. He doesn't have that. Zuckerberg would be like Terminator. If I had to fight somebody, probably...
this is old man. Any old man.
Oh, any old man. Yeah. I was going to say Denise Scott, the comedian, because...
Do you have beef with Denise Scott?
No. Actually, we're.
You want a fist fight? Yeah, she's kind old lady.
Yeah, she had cancer. I had cancer. I think it's fair.
That's your common ground.
Yep, we both got cancer. I think it's a fair playing field.
Right. Okay.
We're mates.
I would love to see.
We don't
Denise
hang out or
Scott.
Anything, but I talk to her sometimes because she's going through chemo and stuff.
Yeah.
So therefore, I think it'd be the ultimate rivalry.
I reckon. I'm not saying you should throw the fight, but I reckon if Denise Scott bashed you, your career would go.
Oh.
Imagine being the guy that got bashed by Denise Scott.
It'd be huge.
Right? Yeah, it'd be awesome.
It'd be viral immediately.
Totally. Yeah.
She's just fucking curb stomping.
Just beating the shit out of me.
Spitting on his body. Like the nicest woman.
Oh,
amazing, dude.
I reckon.
All right. Well, so you had Brett Blake, Prue Blake on the last episode.
Yes.
Nothing, there's no hacks.
No, there was no hacks. We just had a few drinks and then, that's it.
Brett and I
went and performed at a Buschdorf, the Esoteric Music Festival on the weekend. It was wild, man.
Is this not the music festival you were at?
Nah, different one.
You were at your Golden Plains.
I was at Golden Plains.
Who played at that?
The Streets.
The Streets.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah. Was Bart Up Barber there?
Bart Up Barber did a late night DJ set. With a massive stiffy. Yeah.
That's when he moves the decks with.
Yeah. Man, a picture of Bart Up Barber
to
be like.
That's the needle on the record player.
I'm picturing Bart Up Barber to be a barbershop quartet that only sings about boners. I'll be stiff for my baby tonight.
Hello, my boner.
45 degrees is the only angle for me.
The boner shop quartet.
The boner shop quartet. That's pretty good.
So this was real hippie dance music.
It was wild.
I saw your video. It's great.
I got to go because I reckon we go next year because the guy can get us in.
Yeah.
We just do comedy. Then we just walk around at night for an hour or two.
Yeah.
Then get out of there.
Yeah.
You know, it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you made a video and you went full Attenborough you were... observing.
Oh, that's a great way
freaks.
To do it.
Yeah, it was cool. It is funny because we got to give Dan Rosario some shit because he posts all the hot people that are there, and you're like, oh, that's cool, but you see that there's a lot of people wearing scantily clad stuff that you like. Maybe only here.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
Exhibitionists have the worst bodies. Like, you go to any nude beach, it's the sloppiest rigs you'll ever see in your life. And that's what this was, right? Everyone hanging.
Yeah, but it was fine. However, Rosario, on his Instagram, you only see.
He's found the four hot people.
The four.
They're all just backstage. They're not even in the main festival. They're just VIPs or some shit.
Which is, you want to see the slops, right?
Totally.
You don't want to that's a bit lecherous, isn't
it? And they're
putting
cool.
up hot chicks.
Yeah.
You want to see some cockeyed eel tits.
Yeah.
You want to see some real dump wagons out
there. Yeah, it was cool. It was a lot of people, this lady heckled me. I said, you guys going to have some weird orgy afterwards. And then this lady goes, yeah, actually, come and meet us afterwards and we'll shelve pingers together.
Oof.
And I was like, fuck. I'm not going to have the orgy, but, man, it'd be so cool to just shelve pingers with randoms. You're on stage. Next thing you know, they're putting a pill inside of your butt.
Yeah.
You know, like, that would rule.
It's crazy to make a joke about, like, man, this could turn into an orgy and just be met with, yep. Probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the plan.
Whoa, call my bluff. Fuck.
Also, is shelving a group activity? I feel like you'd have to shelve yourself. Do people shelve
you
each other?
You could do, like, a human centipede type. Scenario, just everyone's
a shelf on a shelf. If you liked Elf on the Shelf, maybe you like shelving yourself. But it was cool. It was cool, but it was out in the middle of nowhere. It took like 4 hours to drive out there.
Yeah, no, not, like, it would have been hot as fuck, right?
3 hours, and it's a straight, like, flat road. So I felt sorry for everyone there because I was like, I couldn't imagine driving on this road coming down. How far was your festival?
Too far, an hour and a half or so.
So that was still a bit of a hard drive back?
It was a hard drive back, but my friend did it.
So yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Do you want to know a crazy story from my festival? I think this is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So some band's playing, it's fucking crowded as this guy, like, is getting carried out. He's like ODing or something. And I'm on my way back from the toilet and I just happen to, like, bump into the people. And then he was huge, this guy, young guy, but he was massive, and they started dropping him. And I kind of caught him. And then, like, he's on the ground and it's like me and this woman, and she sort of knew first aid. She gets him in the recovery position. We're talking to his friend, trying to figure out what he's taken. It's hectic. There's people crowding around. It's like pretty scary. 10 years ago, right, I was in America, your homeland, and I worked at, like, a summer camp, and I met this Scottish guy called Max, and we got along really well, travelled together for a few weeks. Haven't seen him since then. He lives in Scotland.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. I'm, like, trying to help this guy, and then this face, like, this guy wearing, like, a Hawaiian shirt with the sleeves ripped off just, like, appears in front of me, and, like, this guy's clearly on drugs, but he's, like, staring into my eyes. He's in a Scottish accent. He's like, I'm an emergency doctor. Like, let me have a look at him. Just fucked. And I'm like looking at him and I'm like, Max? And I haven't seen this guy in 10 years since we were in America. And then me and him are like, whoa, bro. And we start, like, catching up. And then we're like, actually, wait, we can't, like, catch up right now. Like, we're crouching
you
over,
slap,
like,
hands and hug over
we
him.
Actually were. And then we caught ourselves. We were like, oh, fuck, this guy's still dying.
Man, that
but
is
isn't
wild.
That just the weirdest place to bump into someone you haven't seen in 10 years?
Oh, yeah.
Who you didn't even know was in the same country as you?
What
the fuck?
So
it just, like, especially because I, you know, whatever, my mind was already in a different place because of the substances or whatever. That's the sort of thing that just warps your brain. Like, you're just like, am I dreaming?
That's the thing. It's like if you take mushrooms, the weirdest shit will
happen. Totally,
That will never happen.
It's like you attract it or something.
Like a fucking duck will follow you from like a half block. It's just shit like that.
Totally.
It's like, this never happens.
That's so true,
I don't know why it was funny. Greg Fleet had that really good bit how he smoked a big joint and he was high as hell and he was just sitting on the couch and his daughter walked in and just said, put the butter on the butter, and then just walked off.
That's pretty good.
It just destroyed his whole brain. Just destroyed the rest of the heart. Like, what was that? Why did you say that? Like,
pretty good.
Oh, that's great.
Well, quick, I guess we should say the premise. We always forget to say the premise. Yeah. We're probably already a half hour
in. The worst podcasters, but who cares?
It's all right.
It's a fun podcast to listen to, you know?
Yeah, hopefully.
I've listened to a couple episodes. I like it.
It is good.
I like it.
It's not
bad.
These
guys know their stuff.
Sometimes I listen to podcasts, I'm like, meh, not as good as mine.
Oh, man.
One of the only things I can say.
Dude, I hear that sometimes, like, a clips, you know, like podcast clips will pop up all the time. Yeah. And it's just some asshole talking about his process or his mental health journey. And I'm like, why doesn't anyone listen to this shit?
Totally. Fuck, I have heard so many mental health journeys, you know what I mean? Just on Instagram reels.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Fucking hell. now.
every or it's journey. Some two chicks talking together and they've been like on a shitty date recently with, and you're like, why does anyone enjoy
this? I don't mind some of those. Yeah. I like hearing
if
about
the date's
shitty
really
date.
Shit. Oh, yeah. Like it's got to be shit enough that it's like, yeah. Oh my God, that's yeah. Fucked.
And so this is a plug for Worst First Date with Brett Blake and Kelly Fistone.
There was a friend of my wife told me the best dating story ever. She was sitting with a guy on that she met on Tinder, and then he was boring, but they were talking, and then he finished his drink before her, so then he just grabbed her drink and he finished her drink.
Hell yeah, dude. That guy. Hey, everybody, a huge deal for all the Phone Hacks listeners. Get across to NordVPN and you will find that you can use whatever you want on the internet, wherever, whenever, across the globe.
Man, I love NordVPN.
Yeah?
Like when I was in Malaysia and there's certain websites you cannot go on in Malaysia.
Oh, they block, yeah.
They block the naughty
the good
stuff
ones.
Or the private stuff.
Uh-huh.
I jumped on that NordVPN and boy, I was lonely. No more.
Well, you're still lonely.
I wasn't lonely for 5 minutes.
Yeah. I think actually you were at your loneliest.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter how lonely I was. Uh-huh. I had a good time.
Okay, there you go.
And I love, man, sometimes when I want to buy American stuff, mm-hmm. It doesn't even let you. It says, oh, this is only available in America.
Yeah.
If you want to buy like an audiobook or something. NordVPN, no way, baby.
Yeah.
I go on that thing, I can buy whatever I want. I'm buying audiobooks, I'm buying whatever.
Man, you know? One of my favorite TV shows of all time, Nathan For You, was only accessible on the American Netflix. And so I bought NordVPN just to watch all of that and then ended up using it for various other things, including but not limited to... Rotten.com.
Is Rotten.com still going?
I have no idea.
Oh, man, that's great.
But, you know, probably what your favorite website is.
Yeah. If you want to see a shit fountain,
get across, dude. Use the unique code Phone No Hacks. That's Phone No Hacks, all one word, PHONENOHACKS, to get a great deal on NordVPN. Cap, tell them about the special offer.
Yes, you get 2 years with a discount plus 4 extra months plus an Uber Eats voucher, which is crazy. Yeah. So for listeners in the US, UK, AU, CA, AU is Australia for those that don't know, who purchase any 2 year plans will receive Uber Eats vouchers as follows: standard $10, plus $20, complete $30, and ultimate $30. For English speaking countries, the deal sweetens with an additional 4 extra months on the 2 year plan with the Uber Eats vouchers. So, Mike, you're eating and browsing. Eating and browsing.
The dream, man.
Yeah, so this exclusive deal is only applicable for users connecting from the USA, the UK, AU, and CA. Get on it. Get some Uber Eats vouchers. And, man, that is cheap. That is so cheap.
That is
cheap. And you can look for whatever you want.
Yeah.
You can, like, get whatever videos.
You're back to videos, yeah.
Yeah, you can get videos. You can scroll articles.
Yeah.
Some articles, not available.
Nah.
You know, but you're Norton.
Yeah.
Once you're on the Nord.
Yeah.
You're fucking.
You're Edward Norton over here. Yeah, dude. Get on the Nord VPN. Use the unique code PhoneNoHacks. I believe there will be a link in the description of this episode and future apps. So click on that. Get Nord VPN and surf the World Wide Web at your leisure.
Surf it.
That guy, fuck, is a Logan Paul fan.
Just finished a drink for it. Didn't even say anything. Didn't ask or just like.
Yeah. That's an older brother move. You know, you do that to your brother.
Yeah,
you just
totally.
Grab their drink,
down
it, and make eye contact the whole time. Yeah.
My dad used to do that to me when I was a kid. Like, we never had snacks like sweets too much or anything. Yeah. He'd have a Snickers in the fridge, like, that's my Snickers.
Yeah.
Your dad would just grab it, just eat it, just eyeball you.
Yeah. I bet she was like, this guy is an alpha.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he's probably read some fucking guidebook or listened to some podcast where they're like, you know what really works? drink their drink, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be like, whoa, he's strong.
Jordan Peterson's like, make your bed every day and drink their drink. Yeah, yeah. Never let them finish. When their cup is full, they have dominance.
Yeah, yeah. They know you haven't spiked their drink if you're drinking it. Anyways, the premise is we swap phones, spinning wheel decides whether we go through notes, camera roll, search history. Tweets is done. I mean, we found some in mine, but I don't know if you have any old draft tweets at all.
No, I never really got on Twitter. I was never doing it.
So instead of that, we look at either what Facebook memories or the explore page on Insta, which, you know, we'll do memories. A lot of people are pretty uncomfortable with the explore page on Insta. I don't know if you've listened, but we never like look at messages or DMs or anything like that. I just feel like with first time guests, I have to clarify that sometimes because so many people come on and they're like, oh, you're going to read all my DMs? And I'm like, no, never.
Yeah.
Like it's just never
been. It's a scary premise for a podcast. Like if you just told people, like, not the specifics of what you're looking at, just the general, we look at each other's phone and talk about it on the podcast.
Oh, man.
I think a lot of people, if they heard that, they'd be like, I'm never, ever fucking doing that podcast.
No, I think that's it. And then in people's brains are like, well, what would be the worst thing to look at? It would be, I guess, messages, DMs, texts, personal interactions. But to us, you know, that has never really been a thing. We'll send something out occasionally, you know, a text or whatever, but that's all very curated up to the guests. Yeah. So, yeah, that's all fine. And we might do a hack. I haven't really thought of anything. I don't know if you have.
No, not lately.
No. The last hack we did was Chloe Madryn was on.
Oh, yeah.
And she texted Seb Gorka, who was an advisor to Donald Trump. She DM'd him because she saw that he was following her.
Whoa.
Right? Oh, that's his name.
Yeah, Gorka. Yeah. Seb Gorka. And then it was like a...
Gorkman.
It's pretty wild that he follows her.
Yeah, he's some just horny old dork.
That's so cool.
He just works on right-wing cruise boats.
Because you've been on TV for a while now, man. Do you have any weird... Have you had any weird people follow you? Not weird, but just like...
Like politicians.
Politician or whatever.
Maybe. I guess... I don't know, like the follows, if you see the blue tick, sometimes you'll go look, but yeah, I don't know, weird follows. A lot of reality dipshits.
Reality dipshits. Hey, reality dipshits.
Dude, the MAFS people, because they're on, obviously MAFS, it's a one and done, they do that one season, and because our show follows theirs, like they watch my show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then so I'll get follows from these people and then, you know, of course they have like 500,000 followers or something. Yeah. But then their time in the sun is fleeting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's like, I guess that would be, but I don't know.
It's quite sad. Like I know someone who did Big Brother like back in the day and you just watch their followers go down.
Deplete.
And, you know, when they first get out of the house, it's like, whoa, and then you just want to drop and drop. It's
and they try depressing. To pivot into something, totally. Like a mental health podcast.
Years ago, I thought Michael Beveridge from Big Brother, he was in a season I didn't watch.
The long hair guy.
Yeah.
I thought that he lived in my brother's house, like rented before him, because that's what my brother's flatmate would say, oh, there's a guy from Big Brother used to live in this house.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, oh yeah, cool, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
And then I asked Michael Beveridge because he was directing an ad that I was in, and I accidentally asked him in front of the whole crew that didn't know that he was on Big Brother. And then the rest of the day he just copped Big Brother questions. Wow. They're like, oh, yes, that's where I know you're from, Big Brother. And then they just couldn't lick every lunch. Yeah, so what was it like being in the house? He's, fucking hell, that life is behind me. Like, Cappy, you have absolutely thrown me to the dogs here.
So that sounds like he's done it the right way, right?
Just
fucking put that behind you, get into fucking directing ads or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that what he's doing now?
He went into radio and he told me that he was so bad with money. That he was in some radio place in Adelaide and he got a massage with a happy ending every day.
Every day?
Yeah, every day.
Man, I think it stops being happy.
Yeah, I know, man. After,
like the second or third
day. There's no ending.
Yeah. Dude, this is a sad forever.
He said he did it for him.
It's the opposite of a happy ending.
It could be bullshit, but I'm pretty sure it was right. He was like, yeah, I did it for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Fuck. And he goes, I just spent so much money. And then the lady cried when he left Adelaide.
Because he was like putting her kids through school. Yeah. Dude, that's amazing. Oh, yeah, every day.
Every day, he said after he finished radio, he would go and get a happy ending.
He frames that as, I'm really bad with money. Like, I would frame that as sex addiction, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, he's yeah. like, yeah, just economically, yeah, I've got a few issues.
Stop sound, you know, like, I could budget better. And yeah. It's like, oh, no, dude, you have a bigger problem. Yeah. And money.
Worst thing about a happy ending is, if you're a dude, like a young dude, you would get a happy ending and then probably still jerk off like 2 or 3 hours later.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Well, you go, oh, I could have done it myself.
Yeah.
I think we're horny. He was just less frivolous.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, true.
Well, we should get into the phones. So I'll spin the wheel each time and
that's so funny.
I'll hand my
I'm
phone.
Bad with money.
Yeah.
I saw prostitutes yeah. like twice a day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I should have just found a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, budget-wise.
I'm so bad with money.
I would have saved a lot of money.
So bad with money. I spend so much money on heroin.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I'll spin the wheel each time. We'll hand our phones to the left. Capper, you'll get my phone. Lewis, you'll eventually get Cap's, and I'll get yours. So let's see what Capper is going through in my phone. There's the wheel music. It's been a while since we've done this, so there should be, yeah, plenty in the camera roll. That's what it landed on. Yeah, all right, have at it. I've already seen something. yeah, a lot of screenshots lately. So Capper, going through the camera roll, like I said, it's been a few weeks since we've recorded, so I don't even
know. Oh, yeah, man, this is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what? Hey, Mike, the thick yank, you're an absolute wanker. If I ever hear hat, you say, rather than that you say.
Yeah.
If I ever hear hat, you said again about redhead kids. Again, if I ever run into you, watch cunt.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's pretty incoherent.
Yeah.
It's funny to send like a crazy aggressive message and not like proofread it.
Oh, yeah.
I just find that so bizarre.
Like, dude, it's like anyone.
You want to get it right.
Of course. Like, it's any kind of comment where someone either is like being abusive. When it's like riddled with spelling errors, you're just like, you've lost.
Yeah, totally. Already. Straight away. Yeah. Yeah, surely don't give me any ammo in your message.
Yeah.
So this is
And then it's got a photo of the dude. I think you looked at his profile.
Yeah, of course.
And he does have a redhead kid.
Yeah, dude. Like the worst redheaded kid.
And he looks like the kind of guy that would write the message.
Yeah, dude.
It's always guys like this.
He looks like a fucking never-ending happy ending
kind of guy. He looks like he needs a couple of happy endings.
This guy, you know, took it upon himself to send me a DM that I better watch out. If I see him in public, he'll kill me or whatever. And it's because I did a joke on the show where I said 100% of people would run back into a house fire to save their children, but only 8% would run back in if they had a redheaded child. Something, right?
Yeah.
Luke McGregor was on the panel, so it was all this fun little moment. But I've since found out that if you shit on redheads, like, people get real angry, dude.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And then apparently there's this old showbiz advice that the two things you don't do on air, obviously there's a lot you don't do on air, but
Father
like,
Christmas?
Yeah. Never say Santa isn't real and never make fun of redheads.
I didn't know the redheads thing was a thing.
Because apparently that's the most hate mail you'll get.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So weird.
Yeah.
Really?
So weird.
Yeah.
So I did not know that.
Redheads and Santa, you know, because there's a good comedian in Perth, Matt Dictinsky. He used to, I don't know if you ever met him.
No.
He's great, right? And like he just does radio now. Mm. But he on radio like made some joke and said Santa's not real. And then death threats for months.
Yeah. I've heard the Santa thing is fucking.
Yeah. So I'm finding out now that redheads, and it's like.
I never would have picked that with the redheads.
No. It's like, dude, it's like just like the one last group we could still totally, openly shit on.
You're not a race.
Yeah, exactly.
Grow up.
Dude, you're just genetically inferior. And it's also like, you know, you'd think they have a thick skin after all that sunburn. But this was, it was hilarious to me because it's riddled with spelling errors and it's great. Obviously, he's just one of the dumbest men ever, right? And then, you know, it reinforces that the internet's a failed experiment where we've given, you know, the stupidest platform to voice their opinions.
Totally.
And he's just one of many because apparently the Channel 9 complaints department has been ringing off the
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Far out, man. Yeah. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's so
good.
Do
you get any... Like, are you reprimanded? Does anyone say, hey, don't do that again?
Not really. The overriding advice is always ignore everything. It'll blow over. And it's true, right? Yeah. But it's like, just don't engage.
Yeah,
you know? But sometimes I'm like, this is content. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
And then I'll put it in stories or whatever. And then some other guy from a reel like sent me another abusive message. It's in there as well. Where he was like, you're never going to make it in comedy. You suck. And it's just like some old, you know, middle-aged Brisbane, Pakistani guy.
Yeah,
And you're like, what the fuck, dude? Like the comments, okay, I get. Everyone's, you know, fucking hoping their comment blows up, whatever. But the DMs is another level of like, what are you doing?
Are you
that passionate about this? And the Pakistani guy, it was about like that. I finally posted that old Brisganistan joke. And then I found out that Queenslanders, I kind of knew this, are like so full of pride about their state.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That any dig, even though it's a fucking joke, but that, you know, and you would have experienced this as well, that people take every joke as an earnest statement of fact.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then they like argue with the logic in a joke and you're like, it's a gag.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
And it's just insane. So that Brisganistan, there's so many people going, well, Bris Vegas is actually irony, but you wouldn't get that because you're a dumb fucking American. God. And I'm like, all right, so you want the joke to be me just going, hey guys, you guys call it Bris Vegas because it's actually not like Las Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want me to just like make points?
Yeah.
Like, sort of explain things.
I know some redheads. Cool people.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're a redhead, if your kid's a redhead, get it out of the house fire. That kid could die.
Yeah. That's what they just want, declarative
logic.
Full on logic.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's so good. I saw my show last year, Mike. It was like I had this beard. It was a total long rant about, and it always went good. It was just talked about because a friend told me who worked for, environmental stuff is that when you have your used tires, you send them away to the Philippines. Like the tire companies send the used tires to the Philippines and then the water gathers in the tires and then that attracts mosquitoes and then the surrounding places get malaria and stuff, right? Which is obviously maybe used to happen. Yeah. Like that was about 10 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
And it would go fine. But then one time I said that and it's obviously a stupid, ludicrous bit does not have anything to do with anything.
Yeah.
And then this lady in Adelaide was like, no, they don't. No, they don't. They don't send their secondhand tires to the Philippines.
Man.
You're like, what do you mean? And then you can't say, yes, they do.
Yeah, it's not right.
But you're like, this has been a weird interaction. Totally. And then you look so shit as a comic.
Totally.
Because you're like, you can't even deal with this lady saying, no, they don't.
That's it, dude. Because that's the thing is, like, everyone thinks they're dunking on you in the car. They're just owning your ass. And then, if you start looking and trying to respond and, like, pointing out why they're the stupidest fucker ever, you've lost
right? Yeah.
And so, like, I kind of, like, on that Brisganistan one, I promoted a show. You know, I was like, I'll be in Brisbane next week if anyone wants to come out and explain what Bris Vegas means, you know, whatever. And then that had a ton of comments going, you dumb fuck, don't you get irony and sarcasm? And it's like, oh, fuck. And like,
don't you?
Yeah, do you not understand how fucking jokes work? Or I don't know. So just like the comments lately, like I try my best not to read them because it just infuriates me that everyone's just thinking they're owning you.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, you don't read them, but the DMs I'll see because then I'm like, what the fuck? Someone went out of their way and this fucking redhead, you know, father of this redhead.
Oh, dude, that's so funny. And you would absolutely beat the shit out of this dude. You would absolutely kill him.
I don't want to kill him. I want to kill his kid.
Yeah, he's bald. Yeah.
His kid, you know, hopefully will go bald because then, you know, he gets rid of one of the worst parts. It's like, and the thing is, I don't give a fuck about redheads. My old man's a redhead, right?
Oh,
and
is
it's,
he?
Yeah. And it's
really?
Yeah, I could have got the gene, you know, God didn't curse me. But it's like...
He's really doubling up. We better send this clip to Joe here.
Dude, but then someone contacted my agency and then sent this long email about how you wouldn't make fun of kids with a mental handicap. And it's like, what are you saying?
So then? You're saying it is a handicap. That's interesting.
And she was like, and this, you know, like I have a redheaded child and this kind of rhetoric is, she was actually quite eloquent in her email, but it's like she's basically saying, and then she goes, yes, my child's, you know, 17 years old and has to put up with this abuse his whole life. And I was like, he's 17.
Yeah.
Fine. Dude, redheaded kids, like, yeah, they get a bit of shit, but that's all part of it. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, why does anyone care
I've got
so much?
Like scoliosis and one nut.
I mean,
it's not.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just something you deal with. 100%. You know what I mean? You just got to deal with it.
Yeah.
If you can't handle people ripping on you as a redhead.
Yeah.
Maybe the world is not cut out for you. Totally. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you got to fucking...
I know.
People have worse shit going on.
Exactly.
I mean, I know it's terrible and you can't, you know, you...
But that combination...
I know, I get that ladies kind of thing, like, hey, look, it's shit that it's spread around like this and obviously my kid's a victim of it, but if anything, it makes you tougher.
Yeah. But yours is very specific. I mean, the scoliosis and the missing nut. I mean, if someone made a joke about that, you'd be like, yeah, this is about me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If everyone was like, yeah, have you heard of the hunchback of scrotum lame?
the uni nut fucking hunchback?
You'd be like, all right, this is about me.
Yeah. Man, there's a couple of things here. We're running low on time, but it's so good. You got a couple of gold things here. For some reason, you have screenshotted in September. Oh, this is about Tommy Little.
Yeah.
It's like a Wikipedia page that goes, Little set out and completed the Antarctic Ice Marathon in an effort to raise money for Project Rectum.
Yeah. So I'm helping write gags. They're doing a Tommy Little roast. And so I like went on his Wikipedia. And that was a fact that kind of leapt out at me, that he ran across Antarctica for something called Project Rectum.
Project Rectum. That's so good.
Is that real?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. I guess it was a funny campaign that he started.
Is it? Oh, did he name it?
Well, I don't know.
I have no idea what it is.
I mean, Project Rectum is still pretty awesome.
Prostate cancer or something.
I guess. Maybe. Must be Project Rectum.
Yeah. It sounds like...
It's the full name of the project on TV. It should be.
Sounds like someone, like a code name amongst friends.
Yeah.
Someone
you
have a crush on.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, Project Rectum is here.
I've
got
else?
One more, and this is hard to describe on a podcast.
Right.
But it's fucking funny.
Did you lose it?
No, I just tapped on the photo and then it wants to cut it out for some reason.
Well, you're cropping it.
Yeah, I don't know what. Can you make that bigger?
Oh, dude, okay.
This is just great. Is this someone you know? Or?
No, dude, this comes back to, so it's a very old man, looks like Father Christmas himself.
It's so good.
And he's wrapped up in a big blanket, and it says, and he's written Happy New Year, right?
It's so good. Yeah. So I don't know why it's funny.
Doesn't this look like a kindly old kind of, you know, patriarchal grandfather type?
Yeah.
This is another guy who sent me a DM saying, I'll fucking kill you.
Really?
I swear to God. So when I get these death threats, I go and look, and then it's just some like...
Nice old man.
Nice old man.
Was this a redhead thing as well?
No, I think this was off the back of Briskanistan, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He looks like a Queenslander.
Yeah. Fuck, no one shits on my town.
Yeah.
But also, Happy New Year. Give me all my rugged up.
But then, like, this is the type of person that's sending, like... I'll fucking kill you, death threats. It's the, did you ever see the Trevor from Whitest Kids You Know, his Ballad of Bobby.
Oh man, that's the best.
Ballad of Bobby Joe.
We've talked about it a lot on this, but yeah, it's the greatest.
It's hard to find the clip. I don't know what's happening.
It's really hard to find it. Yeah. It had an amazing clip.
You can find the audio, but it's so fucking funny. And it's just about old people getting their brains broken by the internet. You know, like, have you heard of this at all?
No.
Try and find the link and send it out.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Trevor Wallace, the guy from Whitest Kids You Know, he passed away a few years ago, but he's got one of the best, like, comedy songs and clips of all time. It's about an old man who gets on the internet because he likes playing the guitar, and then within a few months, he's like, I'll fucking kill you guys. Yeah, dude, I don't do it justice at all.
Man, it's so good.
But yeah, we'll try and put it on.
I heard a theory about that, right? That guy died early.
Yeah.
Like, I heard that he was very vocal about against Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Yeah, just very vocal about it.
Dude, yeah.
And then there was like, all of a sudden he just dies early.
Oh, yeah,
that's a conspiracy theory. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's
like quite vocal about it on podcasts and stuff.
Yeah, we got back to conspiracy theories. Yeah, yeah, I love this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Epstein, you know, self-inflicted gunshot to the head.
Yeah, or maybe, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's called The Ballad of Billy John.
Yeah.
Ballad of Billy John. Best. Yeah, check it out.
It's probably the best parody song.
Yeah, it's by Trevor Moore.
Not parody song, just best song.
Oh, man, check it out if you haven't already. But we'll go through Capper's phone real quick, and then we'll get to Lewis's. And Capper's phone, we are looking at... That's camera roll again, dude.
Camera roll.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything good in here, but let's have a look.
I'll find something.
Yeah. So should I see the actual message that old man sent me? It was something like...
Happy New Year. Yeah. Man, it's just the most funniest photo.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, like a lot sort of work stuff, promo for this podcast and stuff, I think.
Yeah.
You've got a... Ben... This is weird. A fellow comedian, Serlo, playing guitar, and Alex Ward on the drums at, it looks like the Retreat Hotel or some shit. No, Catfish, maybe. Catfish. What's that about?
Jack Druce is filming some sketches which are really funny.
Right.
And he had, Wardo and Searle.
Cool.
Yeah, Wardo looked pretty good on the drums.
Yeah,
With Searle on the bass.
They both look like professionals.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That looks legit. I'm sure Serlo knows his way around.
I reckon
guitar.
He would. Yeah.
Wardo on drums.
Yeah. She was good.
Was she?
No, I mean, she wasn't good at the drums, but she looked good. Yeah.
There's a photo of a like a parking sign. What's that? You're like worried you were going to get a ticket.
Oh, dude,
this is
so bad. Oh, this is annoying. Yesterday I parked in a park zone.
Yeah.
And I don't have the PayStay app on my phone.
Right.
And
I
also didn't have any money.
Yeah.
So I sent that photo to my wife and go. And then I tried to frame it, not to pay for it for me. Like, hey, babe, don't have the PayStay app. Just wondering if you could
transfer.
If you could pay. This is the zone. If you could pay it off your phone, because I don't have the app.
Fuck.
And then this is what she did. She goes, there are machines nearby. You can pay there. And I was like, fuck.
This is great. This is
so
sadder
brutal,
than the,
dude.
This is sadder than the happy ending.
Oh, man, it's so sad. Yeah,
I'd rather be that guy.
Dude, at least he's getting jerked off.
Yeah. So that was, that really sucked. And then I figured out, I said, I've got some money in my savings, so I got some money out of that.
Yeah.
Far out.
You had to transfer funds around?
Yeah, to transfer some funds around to pay for the parking. I've also got, there's also this, everyone's going nuts about this Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito coming out at the Oscars together.
Right.
And then they're staring at Michael Keaton and they're like, hey, you know, and everyone's like talking about it. And I thought, oh, this is going to be funny. And I looked at it, I'm like, Not that funny. Like, who cares, you know?
Yeah.
Is this what the Oscars, like, after the slap thing and the controversy, they're like, let's just go with the lamest joke of all time.
Wait, so what's the joke? Is Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito, so they're reunited.
So yeah, for twins, yeah. But then they start talking about how they were both Batman villains.
Yeah.
And then they go, Batman's here, and it's Michael Keaton sitting there, right? Yeah. And they're like, oh, and then he's like scowling at them. And then,
cringe.
I'm pretty sure Schwarzenegger was not in a Michael Keaton Batman.
No, he was not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, like, for the nerds out there.
Yeah. So, you're like, not even satisfying the nerds.
No.
Man, right. I'd love to barrel you about this, but that's the first thing I thought of.
That was the Val Kilmer?
Val Kilmer or George Clooney.
Yeah.
And with a sketch like that, like, you got to satisfy the nerds, you know?
Like,
who are you playing that for if not the Batman fans?
Man, they are so lucky I wasn't in that Oscars audience. I would have stood
bullshit.
Up. I would have walked up and slapped Arnie.
Yeah.
You weren't even in the right fucking movie, man.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton wasn't in those ones.
Fuck. They roll out Val Kilmer in his wheelchair.
Yeah. I'll get you, Mr. Freeze.
Speaking of nerds, what's this? This is weird.
Man. Oh, that's pretty funny.
That's Jim Carrey and Sonic. See, I know too much.
That's Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we talked about this in the last episode. It came up in my search history. Jake, who runs Good Chat Comedy, looks like Dr. Robotnik.
This guy?
He's bald and got a beard or whatever. And then Brett said a very funny call. He said, more like, Dr. Robot, I've got a little dick.
Man, that's riffing.
That's good.
And I was like, that's awesome. So I looked at the photo and I was going to put them side by side. Dr. Robotnik, Dr. Robot, Dr. little Robot. Dick.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Anything
good
else? Shit. Or
I mean,
we
it's
move
all
on?
pretty like basic stuff. There's a few like selfie videos where you're like talking or something.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I tried to do a... I tried to make a sketch about moving where, we talked about this last time as well, where you just keep finding cables everywhere.
Right.
That's what moving is, just finding cords and
totally, yeah. Oh, man, the cords, I find a cord that hasn't worked on any phone for like 14 years and I'm like, I better hold on to it. What's that about?
Yeah.
I think someone has a bit about that actually. That's not even an original thought. That's a bit.
No.
But like, do you know that thing of like, why the fuck am I keeping this cord? They're not going to... Apple's not going to be like, hey guys, we're going to bring back the 2003 input. Anyone who's held onto those cords, like, you're in luck.
I might need it.
Someone needs to commit a massacre with cords, so they have a cord buyback scheme.
Here we go.
Smart. Good new conspiracy.
It's about time. I mean, we've just pivoted, guys. This was a comedy podcast, really? It's about mental health.
How would you commit a massacre with a cord?
It would be a very slow massacre. Just walk around. All right. Just wait there. Your turn next.
I'll get to you in a sec.
I'll get to you in a sec.
Don't do anything.
Don't you leave.
All right. Quickly, LG's phone. Let's have a look. If there's anything you don't want us to look at, just say if that comes up. But for you, it landed on search history. Search history.
How do I get that?
Do you have the Google app?
Oh, yeah, here we go. Nah, I use Safari.
All right, that works. It's all right. So, and Lewis's phone. A lot of movie stuff.
What movies?
Saltburn recently.
Yep.
So
That was the other day. There's a scene in Saltburn. I mean, probably no one gives a fuck about this, but if there's some movie nerds, I didn't know about this. Early on in the film, I mean, have you guys seen Saltburn?
Yeah.
And we don't give a shit about doing spoilers, do we? No. Like early on in the film, they're talking about, there's a conversation and the family, when they're at that house, they're talking about this this guy or this woman who saw their doppelganger. Like, and they're like, yeah, they saw someone that looked exactly like them. And then... like the next day they died, right? They say that. They died after seeing their doppelganger. And in that scene, that Australian actor, fucking the main guy or whatever, he's in the scene talking, but he also just walks past in the background.
Really?
Yeah. It's fucking weird as. So it's just, it's saying like he's going to die. Like, because she's telling a story about how if you see your doppelganger, you die.
Right.
Wow, that's awesome.
And they've just planted it in there. And like, obviously, like if you notice it the first time you watch it, you'd probably be able to figure out that he's about to die.
Yeah.
Then I looked at an interview and the director was like, yeah, we were hoping no one saw it.
Yeah.
But like, it is clear. Anyway, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. I didn't really like the movie, but I like that they did that.
The movie's average. Nah, yeah. It's kind of like a budget Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a way better 100% film.
100%. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was like, I think they write movies for dumb people now.
Yeah,
Because it wasn't bad. I didn't mind the, I thought the cinematography and everything
cinematography
was beautiful.
Was sick.
But then they just show you everything that
happened. I agree. Totally.
You're like, you could have done this either in a clever way or kept it ambiguous.
That's exactly how I felt.
Like, let people make up their own mind
totally.
About it.
Totally. Yeah.
You know, this is very Joe Rogan of you. You're looking up DMT and what culture discovered DMT. Yeah.
That's weird. And I think I have no memory
on Valentine's Day. This is I want
DMT for my Valentine.
Yeah. I bought some DMT for
my
girlfriend.
Maybe let's go visit my dead grandfather.
I mean, that's, I don't know why I was looking that up, but I would be interested to know that.
Yeah.
I don't think I got to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Like, who did DMT first? That's so Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Be looking that up.
I do have to try it. I do want to try it one time. Have you tried it?
I mean, I technically work at a school, so I have a friend, very close friend, who tried it, so I know exactly what it feels like. But I haven't tried it. But according to my friend, it's fucking cool. Really nice. Yeah. Not as intense as I would think.
Well, there's a comedian named Shane Mouse. Do you know this guy? He's like had more DMT than I think anyone else on the planet.
Wow.
And he's like charted his whole journey. He's like had a whole nother life in this
in the other world.
Yeah, really? He had a girlfriend in the other world.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's like DMT girlfriend.
It's like a video game. Man, it's like Red Dead Redemption or something.
Dude, it's amazing. Like his whole, and he's like documented everything.
That's crazy.
He's a great comic as well. An American dude, Shane Mouse, something like that.
What, in reality or?
What? No.
Or is he a good comic in
In the machine elves world.
I'll say this is the most Joe Rogan thing you can ever say. It's embarrassingly Joe Rogan, what I'm about to say, but I reckon it's like, You're seeing something. I reckon you're seeing like the mechanics of life or something.
Yeah, you're seeing
like how it all fits together because it's so mathematical and so like intricate and shit. It's like you're seeing like how cells are all fucking or something like that.
Yeah, I reckon.
This guy goes to where the building blocks of life are and then he's just like just got some side piece.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any hot chicks here in this dimension.
Yeah.
That's so good.
I discovered myself. Yeah, I really discovered myself when I had two chicks.
Yeah.
That was sick. You know.
Yeah, this other guy's getting happy endings every day in the fucking alternate dimension. He's like, I don't even have to pay for it, dude. These little elves that fucking build machines just jack me off. Well, because then you go DMT and then you go Charmed theme song.
I mean, it was a crazy trip. Oh, God. I don't know what. I honestly can't remember that, but that song is, I mean, that's a ripper song. You guys know the song? I think it's.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it?
It's the Smiths, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the Smiths. It's like probably, great song.
That's so good, man.
Yeah.
Time to go into the other.
Trust me that DMT.
Man, trust me that DMT. I'm about to have three girlfriends.
Yeah. And they're all witches.
One more thing. This sounds like a character Capper would make up. The Button Man.
Oh. That's a good one to come across. Have you guys heard about the Button Man?
Well, first of all, I would like to hear what Capper, what would the Button Man say or sound like?
It does sound like a Capper character. It's so Capper.
Hello, give me your buttons. Lovely buttons on your shirt, Lewis.
That's good.
Let me collect them. Oh, mauve. Not my color, but I have many mauve buttons in my house.
So he's a camp British.
Any questions for the Button Man?
I mean, I think that's pretty much him. But apparently, in I think maybe in Gippsland area or the high country in Victoria.
Yeah.
People go camping there and shit and just weird stuff happens. Like he lives out there. He's this guy, the button man. And this is, I don't think this is conspiracy. There's proper articles about this guy, but he lives off the land and he just like when people come too close or camp too close to his little sort of neck of the woods, he never anything illegal or like fucked up or anything, but he's been, there's been a few people that have disappeared and he's always a suspect. Like he's always, he's the first person the cops go to, but they've never found anything on him. I think he's like clean, but he'll go and like, I don't know, he'll like take your pillows or something. He'll just do something weird to freak you out. Like just weird shit like that.
Why is he buttons?
He, no, he, one time he, I don't know why he's button man.
Yeah.
But this one's real creepy. These people were camping and he took photos of them while they were sleeping and then he left the photos like around the campsite.
Oof.
Shit like that. So, I mean, it's not, maybe it's not technically illegal, but he's pretty scary.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
The button man.
But I don't know why he's called the button man. I would never go
camping again after that.
Yeah, yeah. That's fucking terrifying,
yeah, I know.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Jesus Christ, yeah. I don't think I will now.
And I think basically every person that gets, like, that disappears or gets murdered in the fucking rural Victoria, the cops are straight away like, let's head over to the button man. But they've never found anything on
him. All right, button man, look, this is too many.
Surely this one's you.
Surely this one's
a really weird guy and you live out here. Like, it's all pointing to you.
Oh, yeah, this has got button man all over it.
It's got button man.
Yeah, yeah. And also upgrade, brother. Everything's digital now. Totally, we're touchscreen, dude.
Fuck, it's so funny. But they're saying it around the campsite. They're like, oh, and beware of the button man. The button man will get you. They're like, oh, the fucking button man. Who cares? Who cares about buttons? Yeah, what are they calling the button man? And then they wake up the next morning, there's photos of them. They're like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I'm scared of the button man.
Yeah, totally, totally. But I think he does that. That's right. I'm just remembering other bits. They'd like littered or something. He's like a real environmentalist. So apparently you can go, you can camp, he won't fuck with you.
Yeah.
If you do something you're not supposed to do, like fucking, I don't know, shoot a fucking kangaroo or you leave your rubbish around, then he like fucks with you.
So he's like homeless Captain Planet.
Totally. Exactly. That should be his real name. I don't know why he's called the button man. Homeless Captain Planet.
Fuck, that's good.
Yeah. Just smokes bongs, but he's like, all right. Time to get out there and fight for the
save
planet.
The world.
Yeah, save the world. Ka-chink, ka-chink. Dude, did you set fire to their car or beat the shit out of them? No, I stole their pillows. They will have a bad sleep tonight.
Fuck. He's actually doing more for the environment than who's the girl? Who's the
Greta?
Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, take notes, Greta.
Yeah, dude. Be more like Button Man.
Button Man's doing the work. Yeah. She's out on a boat, sailing around.
Button Man,
he's got his hands dirty.
He's got his hands dirty. Yeah.
Dude, such a good episode. Thanks for doing it,
thank
LG.
You
have a new solo show coming up.
New solo show.
Yeah.
Lewis Garnham, Choosing the Wrong Story to Tell, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane comedy festivals.
Nice.
Come down.
Yeah. So that's coming up. Cap, what do you got? You got.
I got Meet Oblong coming to the Melbourne Comedy Festival at Cooper's, as well as yours is at Cooper's.
Cooper's as well, last 2 weeks.
Fuck, I've really got to put this up online. We do have a live show during the Comedy Festival. I think it's the third Sunday.
Do we?
Yeah. All right. 2 o'clock. But anyway. Carl Chow just doubled what he usually does. But anyway.
We're still doing it?
Yeah, I think we're still doing it.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
But yeah, two guys wrote to me and said, mate, we're coming from overseas.
Oh, fuck.
We want to see
this. It's just going to be them two.
Yeah, I reckon it's just going to be them two. Yeah.
You should do it in here.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I was going to call it. I was like, live show for the two blokes who came from overseas. Yeah, that'd be great. So yeah, we are going to do that. And Brett and I just put our YouTube show The Wrong Way Round up on YouTube. So if you could, if you're a big Kappa head and you need some more content, you can see me ride a motorbike to Queensland. It's very good. The fourth episode is absolutely killer. The first one is good as well. The other one's great, but yeah, it's fucking good. It's our editor Benny's really worked hard on it. So
fuck yeah, sick.
Yes, it's really, really good. And then that's it.
It's funny that you're like particularly plugging the fourth episode.
Yeah, yeah. You're like the one, the first one's fine. Two yeah. and three, not great. No,
two and three are pretty shit, but the fourth one is so good.
The second one's good. The first and the second one are really good. Third one, a little bit of stuff happens.
No, it's like and then watching.
The fourth one is like boom.
Oh. I mean, that's fourth like any good show, boom, right? Man. They can't all be fucking.
It's boom. Like watching The Wire. It takes four episodes before you know what the fuck you're talking about.
Capper and Brett shows a lot like The Wire.
It's like The Wire, except two old guys ride shit motorbikes to Queensland. Yeah, but it's crazy because we had the premiere, which was live, and I hate the stand-up voice in you. Because we watched episodes one and two with a live audience.
And they
laughed all the way through the first one.
Uh-huh.
They laughed all the way through to the second one till the last 7 minutes.
Yeah.
There wasn't as many laughs. And I was like, fuck, we've got to fix that up.
Totally.
And then I was looking through the edit yesterday, talking to Benny about, well, we can put stuff in here. I'm like, this actually isn't that bad as I remember it. It's just because
Well, the 7 minutes at the end, it's like, you know, the character arc. It's when you guys are learning, you know, that you actually are deeply gay for each other.
Dude, I'm like, why aren't they laughing while Brett and I have vicious man sex outside?
It's the Brokeback Mountain motorcycle totally. Travel documentary.
It was annoying that it didn't get a laugh. I thought we looked funny doing it. Turns out it was quite serious. But there is that narcissistic thing in your brain. And I was looking over it yesterday. I'm like, this isn't that bad at all.
Yeah.
It's just comedian in your brain. You want those laughs.
Definitely,
all the time.
But not everything's stand-up, is it?
Yeah. Well, that's it. The last 7 minutes is very dangerous. We wrote it. It rained at night and we were late for this gig. So it's really a lot of pressure.
It'd be quite weird if people were like
laughing at that. Yeah, exactly.
The motorcycle goes over a banana peel and you're like, all right. And our Patreon is still alive and kicking. Yes. I just did a bonus episode with Elliot Stewart up in Cairns.
Yes.
That's a great one. Get across that. And then Capper and I will be pumping out some more right now.
Yes.
Get across to that. Only $7 Australian for heaps of bonus content. See all our festival shows and, you know, stop sending me mean DMs.
Keep doing it.
We'd actually like to do a Phonex competition. Whoever can send Mike the meanest DM.
No, don't put that out there. These people are fucking savages. I don't want that.
Content's content, man. Yeah. Feed off it, man.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye. Bye. Phone hacks.